Today's shir is Masechta Zochim, Daf Mem Aleph. We will begin on Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Mem Amit Beis, six lines from the bottom. In our previous shir, we had learned that a b'raisa, the Rabbi Shmuel, had introduced the Kal V'chomer. If in a place where he had said karbonos are not the same, their halachas of how they are offered are the same, so certainly in a place where karbonos are the same, the halachas ought to be the same. The Gemara had then made a number of attempts to explain what that braisa meant, unsuccessfully. So the Gemara says what the braisa might mean to say is Param Dovash Tzim V'Sosha Yom Kippurim V'Akama. When we speak about the Paraham Dovash Tzibur, which as we've said many times, is if Bezdin issues an erroneous psak, and based on that incorrect psak, most of Klal Yisrael follow that incorrect psak, a Paraham Dovash Tzibur is brought, and a Sawyer of Yom Kippur, we know is one of the Kabbonis that the Saul Hashem that is born on Yom Kippur, that the halach, that obviously high pai or high sar, this animal is a par, this animal is a sar, still, shhojve maisim la maisim, where they have similarity, when the same halachas were to apply, wherever it's the same, lamai the kosbahu, and again, what this means is explained to Rishonim, that both the par and the sar, we apply the blood on the proiches. And the blood of both of these kabbanas are put on the four corners of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And the blood is always applied with the finger of the Kohen Gadol. And as Rashi points out, there are certainly significant differences even in the application of the Avoida between the Paraham Dover and the Sar Yom Kippur. Sar Yom Kippur, the blood is brought into the Kodesh Kedoshim. The Sar Yom Kippur has 8 applications on the proiches, whereas the Paraham Dovash Tzibur is the blood is not brought into the Kodesh Kedoshim and only has 7 applications. But what Rashi says is where there is commonality between the two of them, where there is commonality between the two of them, they are the same. Certainly, Makom Shehush V'Karbon L'Karbon, we're in a place when we speak about the Parium Kippur and the Parakoy Mashiach, the high power of a high power, both of them are being brought from an animal which is a power, ain't a din, certainly shows you a mass and a mass, and that the way the halachas of these two kabbanas is the same. Vasilei, and therefore we can learn Parium Kippurim. In our previous year, we identified that the Pasuk by Parakoy Mashiach has an extra S, an extra Dam, an extra Tefillah, these three words, to teach us various halacha. So now we can learn that these halachas that we identified are applicable by the Par Koyim Mashiach will also be applicable by the Yom Kippurim. Vasilei, Sa Yom Kippurim, Meisir HaVaris Kechavim, Mekal V'Chaymer. And that the purpose of this Kal V'Chaymer is to teach us that although this is a Par and this is a Sar, regarding these halachas, they are the same. But ask the Gemara, as we're going to be learning quite extensively in our Masechta still, there are some very unique halachas that apply to how different halachas are learned when we learn, say, the Kachin. And the halachas are something that you can't have a double hekesh, as we'll see, and other such halachas. So the question here is that the halacha, can we say that something, siri averis kachavim, that the halachas of estam betfila are learned through a hekesh? How can we now use that to teach the halacha of sir, how can we use that to teach us the halacha for Yom Kippur with a kavachaymer? Answers the Gemara, Amra Papa, Ksavatara de Rav Shmuel. It's actually his opinion that Rav Shmuel, as we started to share, everything we're learning now is what Rav Shmuel taught us, that Dava Alamah Behekish, something they can learn Behekish, Chazva Alamah Kal V'Chaymer. As we said, the halacha by kachim is that you can't have a double hekesh. Now, if you learned one subject from another subject through a hekesh, then you can't learn, if you learned B from A from a hekesh, you can't learn C from a hekesh to B, but that's only, as we just said, when we have a double hekesh. Here, there's a kal vachomer, and it can be learned. We learned also that Rabbi Shmuel continues to teach us that the pasuk says, Lepar zapal mdovish tzibur. Says the Gemara, but this pasuk of Lepar be tzibur gufeksiv. What does the pasuk have to say that the pasuk Lepar, that's speaking about Par mdovish tzibur, while we are in the middle of learning the halachas of the Par tzibur? Says the Gemara, Amra Papa, Shindabai Igmuri, Paham Davish Tzibur, Be Yeseris, which stay close, the Seir Vedis Kachavim. But a Seir Vedis Kachavim, the Torah does not explicitly say that they burnt the Yeseris Kachavim to stay close on the Mizbeach. The way we know that by Seir Vedis Kachavim is by having a Hekish between Paham Davish Tzibur and the Seir Vedis Zara. And by the paradova itself, it doesn't say these halachas. And the way we know it is through a hekesh from the parakoy Mashiach. Itzrich, therefore we need, the Torah had to write the word lapar. By writing the word lapar, it's not just a hekesh. It's as if the Torah explicitly said the halacha of Akhtaris Yisrael Zakovich Dei Kloyes by parahal Davish Tzivur. So, what that accomplishes is Laman da have a ksiv begufe, because if we learn, and the way the Rishonim explained this Gemara is if we have, even though it doesn't say it explicitly, we only learn it from the word lapar, but the way the Rishonim explained this Gemara is we have a hekesh, but our issue with the hekesh is that we can't learn a double hekesh. But says the Gemara, if we have a hekesh coupled with the word lapar, that is if it's, it says, that makes it be considered as if the Torah says this halacha explicitly, to avoid the loyla have a dava lama behekish, chayzen lama behekish, to avoid the problem of it being a double hekish, which as we just mentioned a few moments ago, that the halacha is that a double hekish is unacceptable way of limud by kachin. The Gemara now brings a raya to what Rav Papa said, that the Torah wrote the word lapar, that to avoid it being a situation of a double, hekesh. So says the Gemara, Tanya Kavosei the Rav Papa, says the Braisa. When the Torah speaks about the param davish atzibur, the pasuk says, v'os lapar k'sh'osa lapar achatis. And the Braisa asked the question that we just asked, Matam loimer, what is the need for it to say matam loim lapar? Why was it necessary for the Torah to say the word lapar? Lefish shenema, because the Torah says by the sora avay the zora. The Torah says v'nislach lefish shenema v'nislach lahem kishkagahem kishkagahu v'heim avias kabanim ish laHashem v'chatosn lufnei Hashem ashin gosam. And this pasuk is superfluous. The pasuk says, "V'heim avius carbon asam." We know that they're bringing the carbon. So, what is the purpose of the Torah telling this? To teach us, chatosam el seir avodas kachavim. Chatosam is speaking about the seir avodas zara, which is the subject of that pasuk. Shigigosam is referring to the parhelm dover shetzibur, because, as we know, the Parham Davish Tzibur is brought based on a Shayig. When Bezdin issued the incorrect psak and everybody followed that incorrect psak inappropriately, Chatosam Al Shigosam, and the Torah, by writing Chatosam Al Shigosam, what the Torah means to do with writing those words is to connect them, the Sira Avodah Zarah and the Parham Davish Tzibur. Vamra Torah, Chatosam harei leish l'chakishgosam, that the sirah avodah zarah should be treated like the parham davish atzibur regarding the Haktaris Emrim, we just said the Yisaris HaKaveh, the Shtei Klois. And that just like by the Param Dovish at Tzibur, we put the Yisaris HaKaveh and the two Klois on the Mizbeach, so too shall be the Halacha by the Seer Avodah Zarah. Shigosam, so ask the Gemara, but Shigosam Hechel Manata. How do you know, asked the Gemara, that by the Parham Dovish at Tzibur, we burn for Amorim, the Yisaris HaKaveh, the Shtei Klois? Loi behekish, hasn't that been taught through a hekish between the Parham Dovish at Tzibur and the Parakai Mashiach? So now that would create a real issue, because that would create an issue that the Chidover HaLomid is something that was learned through a hekish, as we've been learning, Chayzim Alam Behekish, is a possible to have a double hekish. That's why, says the Bryce, as we've been learning, Tamaloyma, the Pasuk says, Lepar, to an extra word, Lepar, to tell us, Param Dovish at Tzibur, Lepar, Lepar Kai Mashiach, to teach us that it's not a double hekish, but rather it's considered like it says explicitly there, the halacha of Haktaris Emrim. So if it's considered as if the Torah says explicitly by the Parham Dovish Tzibur that we have to burn these Emrim, we won't have a problem of a double Hekish when we're going to learn the Sira Avodah Zarah from there. So the Gemara delves into this Braisa. Amamar Chatosam El Sira Avodah Kachavim. When the Pasuk says the word Chatosam, it's speaking about the Sira Avodah Zarah, and that's how we connect the halachas of the Sira Avodah Zarah to the Param Dovish at Tzibur. But as the Gemara, typically, Mikra Kama, the first pasuk says, Vos l'par k'shos l'par achatis, that's a pasuk stated by the halachas of the Param Dovish at Tzibur. Wouldn't that pasuk be here to teach us that the Sira Avodah Zarah is the same as the Param Dovish at Tzibur? Domamar, as we learned in the Braisa, Hachatos, where the Pasuk says the word Chatos in the middle of the Parsha, or Param Dovish at Tzibur, what the Torah means to say with that word is L'Rabbis, Sira Avodah Kachavim. So if we learn from that Pasuk already that the Sira Avodah Zarah and the Param Dovish at Tzibur are treated the same way, why do we need the Par, the word L'Par, to teach us that? Answers the Gemara Amar Papa Itzrich. It's necessary. If we would have said just that limud to teach us that Parham Dovish at Tzibur and Sira Avodah Zarah are the same, Hanimili, we would think that when does that halacha apply that they're treated the same way? Hazaz, the Ksiv, the Gufe. Something that's said explicitly in the halacha of the Parham Dovish at Tzibur. Avul Yisaris v'shtei Klois, but when we speak about the Yisaris and the Shtei Klois, the like Sivim v'gufei, that are not stated explicit, the like Sivim v'gufei, that are not stated explicitly, we learn it from a hekish, ema loy, maybe for something that's not, where does the Torah mean to say that they should be treated the same way? The Torah means to teach us that they're treated the same way by something that says explicitly by the Param Dovish at Tzibur. But something which is not mentioned explicitly by the Param Dovish at Tzibur, there I won't be able to say that the say, there I won't be able or won't necessarily say that the same halacha applies to the Sira Avodah Zarah. That's why Emelai, that's why we have the pasuk of Achatosam Ashigosam to teach us that even something like Haktaris Emrim, which is not explicitly in the pasuk, they're still treated the same way. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Rav Huna Berei Rav Nosson Rav Papa, Vaha Tana, the Braisa, the Tana of the Braisa that we learned earlier, said that the word par comes to teach us the par yom kippurim. Par yom kippurim l'chomash onir bin yom kamar. That for everything is the par yom kippur treated like the par yom dovish at tzibur. And that all of the applications of the blood are absolutely essential. But not like Rav Papa had said earlier in our shiur today, that it's only limited to what we learned from those extra words of es dam in tefillah. And says the Gemara, Tanoihi. There's actually a machlokes Tanoim. What do we learn by what, in what regard are they the same, and in what regard that are they not the same? Tanoihi. Tana de Beit Rav, the Tana in the Yeshiva of Rav, in the first Braisa was taught in Taurus Kahanim. And that's called Safra de Beit Rav, because it was much more familiar to the people that learned in Yeshiva. This second Braisa is a Tana de Beit Rav. It wasn't as well known. Tana de Beit Rav Marbele, the Tana de Beit Bishmol, he's the one that taught that the word lapar comes to equate them in all different facets. And the Gemara explains these two brises. Because the brisa teaches us, why did the Torah tell us these halachas about doing this haktorah by the parakai Mashiach? And it wasn't stated by the parahelm Dovid Shetzibur. So says the Gemara Moshel, the way to this be viewed is the Melech Bas Vadam, Shazam al Havai. He got upset at somebody who he was close with, Umid Bersachonai, and he wants to downplay the Aveira of Nechi Basa because he loves him so much. And therefore, in the Parsha, the Parham Dovid Shetzibur, which speaks about Klai Yisrael, who are the ones that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves so much, the Pasuk doesn't expound and elaborate on it. The Pasuk doesn't expand and elaborate on what the halachas are. And then, says the Gemara, B'tana de Beir Yishmol, B'nai Ma'an Nemra, V'hiz B'dam Sheva Pom V'nei Hashem, as P'nei Perech Sakash Parakai Mashiach. Why is this halacha stated by the Parakai Mashiach for Leinem Parham Dovish at Sibur? Marshal Melch Basudam Shasarchala of Medina. If an entire country rebelled or sinned against the king, in Miata, in Miuta Sarcha, if it's just a small portion, small population, Famalia Shimloi Miskayemis, it doesn't really affect his monarchy. Mruba Sarcha, but if it's a large population, a Famalia Shimloi Miskayemis. And therefore, he is not going to be with them the way he was. When the Torah speaks about the Parham Dovish at Sibur, which, as we keep on repeating, refers to a situation where most of Klai Yisrael did Aveira. So it reflects badly on Klai Yisrael, and therefore the Pasuk doesn't say the halacha of, that's why the Torah says Proiches, and doesn't say Proiches HaKadosh. So the Mashah asks the obvious question. We just had two statements. In one statement, the Pasuk is saying that what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu most concerned about? The Aveira of a Kohen Mashiach, because that's the person who's considered Kaviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's friend. And the next Pasuk, it seems that the Pasuk is more concerned with Klai Yisrael because they represent the Tzibur. How do we reconcile these two Gemaras? And therefore, the Mashah explains both psukim really are here to reflect the special relationship that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has with the Kohen HaMashiach, the person that serves a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why by him it says Vasakadosh v'hikar v'lov, that because he's so close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the pasuk minimizes what happens when he does an aveira. And because, on the other hand, he is so beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the carbon that he brings is so beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah does go into great detail about his carbon, because when he does bring a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very appreciative of. The Ben Yehuda explains that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have his Shekhinah amongst Klai Yisrael when they do an Aveira, it doesn't represent that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing something negative. On the contrary, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much closer to them when they do this Aveira. And he's going to have to punish them for seeing what they're doing. So what he does is he leaves Kav Yochel. And believing, he's showing his love to Klal Yisrael, but I'm not here when you do an Aveira, so you don't have to punish you. The Pasuk says, in Makar Mashiach Yechta, and then the Pasuk says, Klal Yisrael Yishgu, as Pnei Aproichus. Rashi says, as we just learned, by the Kohen Gadol doing the Aveira, it says Pnei Aproichus HaKadosh, and when Klal Yisrael does the Aveira, it doesn't say Aproichus HaKadosh. And the way to understand the Gemara, simple, is that when a Kohen Mashiach does an Aveira, the Shechina, when a Kohen Gadol does an Aveira, as much as it represents, there's a special relationship between a Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Kohen Gadol, on the other hand, what we need to recognize and realize is that it's still only one individual who did this Aveira. Whereas, when Klal Yisrael does an Aveira, it's not just one individual who did an Aveira. It's Klal Yisrael. And therefore, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a harder time to remain them. So the Sefer Imres Tahiris has a very different approach. So in other words, what we just learned, that the Pasuk Pshat in the Gemara is that the Pasuk is saying that it's much worse in the eyes of Hashem than when Klal Yisrael does an Aveira versus when just the Kohen Gadol does an Aveira. So the Sefer Imres Tahiris explains why. And he explains that the Kohen Gadol, this is our Pidrosh, the Kohen Gadol represents Avoida. And the Klal Yisrael represent Torah. They can't represent Avoida. Klal Yisrael are Yisraelim who may not do the Avoida. So what the Pasuk is telling us is that when the Kohen Gadol, who represents Avoida, does an Aveira, it's bad, but we still have Klal Yisrael and the Torah. But when Klal Yisrael do an Aveira, so that represents that the Torah by Klal Yisrael has been weakened. And if the Klal Yisrael has been weakened, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if there's no Torah, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is particularly upset. However, I did see from Rav Zalman Volozhin, who was the brother of Rav Chaim Volozhin, it says that actually we find that the Torah and the Avoida are connected. Because as we learned in Masechta Harius, when we speak about the power of Kohen Mashiach, it's not every Kohen Gadol. It's the only the Kohen Gadol that was Meshuach B'Shem and HaMishcha, that became the Kohen Gadol by being anointed with the Shem and HaMishcha. And what we are learning here is that at what time, when was that stopped? When the Kohanim Gedolim stopped being anointed with the Shem and HaMishcha? When Yoshio Gonas as Aaron, when Yoshio hid the Aaron, showing us that our Torah learning and our Avodah are very much connected. So as we began our perek, we learned that by a carbon that's brought on Bezbech Achitzin, the halacha is that by all kabbanos according to Beis Hillel, matan achsman makevis. Only the first application is absolutely essential. By karma chattis, Beis Hillel says that too remains the halacha, whereas the opinion of Beis Shammai is that by karma chattis, the one that's brought chutz, that's brought has to have a minimum of two applications. What that represented, as we learned, is that when we speak about a machshava that would disqualify a carbon, machshava shloi lezmanoi, machshava shloi b'mekoymoi, a machshava by karmachatas of shloi lishma, it'll only be relevant by that application which is essential to the kapara of the carbon. If you'll have the machshava by a step which is not essential to the bringing of carbon, it won't make it into pigle, because it only can become pigle by something which is essential to the effectiveness of the carbon. Lefikach, says the Gemara, lefikach hamnasan kulan kitiknan, if all of the applications were done properly and one was done improperly, the halacha is that there won't be there won't be pigel. So the way to explain the Gemara is that if the first one was done properly with kashrus, and then you did it with chutzlos manoi, the carbon is kosher. Teaches us not a Mishnah that's by the carbon chatas by the carbonus that is brought on the mizbeach hachitzon, but the carbonus that are brought in mizbeach apnimi, where we learned at the end of the Mishnah that all of the applications are absolutely essential, so it could become pigel by any of them. It says the Gemara Tanan Hasam, the Mishnah Masech the Menachos Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph speaks about pigel by carbon mincha. And as we have mentioned many times, there are four steps by every animal carbon. Shchita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika. And there are four corresponding steps by the bringing of a carbon mincha. There is the kaimitz, taking off the fistful of the kaimitz from the carbon mincha, which is the equivalent of shchita. Putting that kaimitz into kli sharis is the corresponding to Kabbalah. The taking it to the mizbeach is the halacha, and putting that kaimitz to be burnt on the mizbeach is the corresponding to the zrika. So the Mishnah Masechta Menachos teaches us pigel bekaimitz v'loy b'levayna. But as we have also learned, in most carbon minchas, besides the minchas chayta, the halacha is that if you have, when you bring the carbon mincha, you have the ingredients, the flour, the oil mixed together, and you have levayna on top of it. The levayna, before kamitz is done, the levayna is pushed to the side. The levayna is pushed to the side. As we just said, the kohen takes off a kaimitz from the carbon mincha, and then he also takes off the levayna and takes it to also to be burnt. So says the Mishnah there, pigel be kaimitz v'loy be levayna. As we're burning the kaimitz levayna, there was only a machshavas pigel by the burning of the kaimitz, not by the levayna, or be levayna v'loy be kaimitz. Rabbi Meir Omer, Ramei says that this will be considered a situation of pigel if you had a machshavas chutzlos manoi, and if you're going to eat from this carbon, Chayavan of Karis, there'll be a Chiv Karis. The Chamamim, whereas the opinion of the Chamam is, ain't by Karis, at Shifag Bukal Nater. In order for it to be Pigel, you have to have a Machshavas Pigel, both by the burning of the Kaimitz and the Levina. Because, simple Pshat, as we'll learn now in the Gemara, that there's a concept of Aim of Faglin Bechatzi Mater, a carbon that is becomes pigel, you have to have the machshava's pigel by the entire step. And here we only had that machshava by half the step. And therefore, the Gemara is suggesting, as we're going to learn now, that the machloikas or remei chachamim is mefagum b'chatzimata, can something become pigel by partial or not. Amar of Shimba Lakish says the Gemara, so that's a simple way of learning this machloikas. So immediately comments Rish Lakish, Amr Hashem Melakish, Loi Taim Atam De Rameya. Don't explain Rameya's opinion. The Kosova Mefagim Bechatzi Matar. Alhochem Maiskinen, the way to understand Rameya's opinion is that Kigon Shnosan Sol Kaimitz Bebut Machshava. He put the Kaimitz on the Mizbeach with a Machshava of Chutzlos Mana Chutzl Mekaimai. And then he did the Levina, the next part of the Akhtara, he did it Beshtika without any Machshava. And Rameya is teaching us here a new concept. He's not teaching us that mefaglim b'chatzi mater, but he's teaching us that if you started something with one machshava, then the halacha is that adas rishayna oisa, kol ois adas rishayna oisa. The halacha tells us that what you began with is what you, and what you began with, that's what we assumed you finished with. But the Sfasemis asks an obvious question. He says, we don't know what his machshava was. We're assuming that kol oisa adas rishayna oisa. So ask the Sfasemis, then why don't we just ask him? that when you started and you said that you're doing it with the wrong machshava, did that continue to the next step or not? So the Brisker Rav answers that Kala Oysa Adas Rishayna Oysa is not some sort of an assumption. And therefore, if it's considered an assumption, the Sfasemis' question is most understandable. That if it's an assumption, why rely on assumptions? Why not just ask? Rather explains the Brisker Rav that Kala Oysa Adas Rishayna Oysa is a halachic fact. That the halacha tells us that Kala Oysa Rishayna Das Rishayna Oysa. So the Achronim point out this concept of Kol Oysa Das Rishayna Hu Oysa or not is something that's relevant in many areas of halacha. So why do we find over here that it's specifically a machloikis between Rameyer and the Chachamim? And I saw that they say that of course under normal circumstances we're going to say Machshava Adas Rishayna Hu Oysa. Moreover, the Brisker Rav says that when somebody has a proper machshava, the halacha is that certainly we say that if you started with the right machshava, Kol Oysa Adas Rishayna Hu Oysa, you don't have to continuously have that machshava. We could assume that that machshava remains throughout. Here the issue is that you started with the wrong machshava. And since here you started with the wrong machshava, therefore we could have a question, do we say that you start with that wrong machshava, and since we don't know differently, we'll say that Kol Oysa Adas Rishayna Hu Oysa, or we don't. And this concept of Kol Oysa Adas Rishayna Hu Oysa is used in a number of halachas. There was a very famous individual, his name was Reb Alta Eliezer Meir Eger, who lived in Lublin in Poland, who was a grandson of Reb Akiva Eger, and he wanted an institute in all of Klal Yisrael. There's a problem of ribbis, and we learned in Masechta Bamitzvah, Perkei Ezer Neshech, that one of the ways to avoid the problem of ribbis, of taking interest, is by writing a heteriska. Now's not the time and place to explain all the technical issues involved in writing a heteriska, but that was what we know is, the Gemara already tells us, is a way to avoid the problem of ribbis. So what he wanted to propose is that every Jew should write a heteriska before he begins his business affairs. And from then on, the halacha will be that Kol Oysa Adas Rishayna Hu Oysa, and therefore the halacha will be we can rely on it forever. And even if a special heter iska wasn't written by every business transaction, we can rely on that original heter iska. Not everybody agrees with that, because the question is, what does Kol Adas Rishayna Hu Oysa do? Does Kol Adas Rishayna Hu Oysa make, like I'm doing it with that das, especially as we just learned the words of the Brisker Rav, that when you have a proper machshava, what Kol Adas Rishayna Hu Oysa means that you're having that proper machshava all along? Or does it mean that we continue with that Das Rishayna. So I saw the way the Chayim explained this. If we say when you're doing one act, we can rely on Kol Adas Rishayna Hu Oysa, that's by one act. But when somebody is doing a heter iska by one business transaction, to apply that to another business transaction that has no connection to the original business transaction, there we can't rely on Kol Adas Rishayna Hu Oysa. This question also comes up. For example, we know that when we bake matzahs, we have to bake them l'shem mitzvahs matzah. So the question is, do the people who are baking the matzahs and have to have in mind l'shem mitzvahs matzah have to say it throughout their baking, Or if they're baking matzahs and they begin the baking, if they say adas, that's shem mitzvah matzah, the halacha is that that would be sufficient. And most people have the, many have the minig that they say it many times during the baking of the matzahs, but it seems that if it were just said at the beginning of the baking of the matzahs, that would be sufficient. There are paiskim that say mitzvah tzitzis, where the Torah is much more explicit about the requirement that they be done lishma, there you have to have machshava by each step of the preparation of the tzitzis. I saw that the Shas Tshuvas L'Horis Nosson, Chelek Aleph Simcha Beis discusses it, and he says, going back to something that we mentioned, that when we were speaking about the ribbis, that he says, if there are separate doughs, so the question is, if L'Shem Mitzvah Matzah was said regarding one dough, could that L'Shem Matzah Mitzvah be effective for another dough? So he wants to see, he wants to suggest that when maybe each dough is considered separate, and one L'Shem Mitzvah Matzah on one dough would not be would not be helpful for the other one. Having said that, it seems that the minhag ha'olam is that by matzahs, at the beginning of the baking, if they say l'shem matzahs mitzvah, that will be effective for an entire baking. And the reason being, that because as we're learning now in the Gemara, because of the concept of kol ha'isa das rishayin ha'isa, says the Mamamai. So instead of explaining Rameyer, as we thought would be the explanation of Rameyer, of Eim Faglim B'chatzi Matar, and therefore having Machshava, by the Rameyer holds Mefaglim B'chatzi Matar, and therefore if he had Machshava Pigel during the Koimitz, even though he didn't have it by the Levina, it's going to be Pigel. But now the Gemara said it had nothing to do with that, but it's going to be because of the Kalaisa Das Rishayna Waisa, and if he began with the wrong Machshava, it continues. There is an interesting Machloikas Achroinim. As we just said, this subject of Mefaglim B'chatzi Matar is a very big subject when we learn Hilchas Pigel. And the question is, do we say Mefaglim, what's going to be, there's another type of Machshava, and that's by Kamechatis Mekamech Shlomim, Shloi Lishma. The Chaznis says that the same halacha will apply by Shloi Lishma. And if the Rabbanan hold that Eim Mefaglim B'chatzi Matar, there will be Shloi Lishma, it won't become Shloi Lishma B'chatzi Matar. Dor Samech disagrees, and he says that this is halacha that's limited to Pigel, Chutz L'Zman and Chutz L'Mekaymai. But by other Machshavas, suggest our Sameach, everybody will agree that even if you only had the Shloi Lishma Machshava by the Koimitz and not by the Levina, it'll still become possible. Says the Gemara, so Rish Lakish says, Mamai, what made me say that this is the way to understand the opinion of Rameya? Says the Gemara, Midik Tani, when our Mishnah spoke about the Kabbonis that are brought inside the Beis HaMikdash, that when we discussed those type of Kabbonis, we started this piece of Gemara by saying, Lefikach Nosan Kulam Ketiknan, if they were all done, if the application of all of them was done properly. However, V'ach Ketikna, one was done improperly, Pasul V'ein Beikaris. Because since every one of these applications are critical, are necessary, so if you didn't do it with Machshavas Pigel for everything, then it's going to be Pasul. So he said, so let's look at the Mishnah, says Rish Lakish. The Mishnah spoke about a case of Kulin Ketiknan, Vachash Shloi Ketiknan. That means you did the last application was done with Machshavas Pigel. Why would be the halacha the other way around? Vachash Shloi Ketiknan, if you did the first application improperly, the Kulin Ketiknan, and everything else was done properly, quietly, it would be Pigel. Mani. So now tries the Gemara to understand, how would we understand this Mishnah? Ilei Rabbanan, if we're going to want to suggest that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbanan, it clearly cannot be following the opinion of the Rabbanan. For as we just said, Amri Rabbanan, Ema Fagim B'chatzim Matar. A karmic cannot become pigle unless you had the Machshava pigle through by every step. Ella, we're going to have to say that our Mishnah is Rameya. The Mishnah is following the opinion of Rameya. Vitam Rameya. If we're going to say that the basis of Rameya's opinion is, because Rameya holds Mishum Nemfaglim, B'chatzim Matahu, Afilu Kiriktani, even in the case that the Mishnah said, where he put everything properly and the last one improperly, if we hold the Mefaglim B'chatzim Matar, says, and as long as there's a Machshavas Pigel somewhere, it becomes Pigel, Nami. So then why does the Mishnah make a difference if the Pigel was at the beginning or the Pigel was at the end? Laugh. It must be because the explanation of Rameyer and by extension, the explanation of the Mishnah is not because Mefaglim B'chatzim Matar, but rather the explanation is because Kol Ha'isa Adas Rishonu Ha'isa. If the explanation is because Kol Ha'isa Adas Rishonu Ha'isa, so now we can understand this extremely well. The, if it started with a Mechsheves Pigel, tells us Rameyer, so it will continue even afterwards. But if it didn't start with a Mechsheves Pigel, there we don't say Kol Ha'isa Adas Rishonu Ha'isa. Amar Rav Shimon ben Yitzchak. So Shmuel ben Yitzchak says Rav Shlokish's proof is not compelling. We can explain that Mishnah is following the opinion of the Chachamim who hold Eim Mefaglim B'chatzim Matar, and they also don't subscribe to the subject to the concept of Kol Ha'isa Adas Rishonu Ha'isa. Umay, but he changes the definition of the word ketiknan. What is definition when the Mishnah said Nosn Kulin Ketiknan V'Achshlai Ketiknan? It doesn't mean that they did the first ones quietly and then he did Pigel at the end. He says Ketiknan L'Pigel, that he did it in a way that it becomes Pigel. And the way to understand the Mishnah, that since all of the applications of the blood by a carbon that's done inside the Beis HaMikdash have to be put on. So if he did all of them with a Machsheves Pigel, it would be Pigel. But if he did not have that Machsheva by the application of every single application, so then he did not have a Machsheves Pigel throughout the entire matter, and therefore the Mishnah is coming to teach us that we don't say Kol Ha'isa Adas Rishonu Ha'isa. And the Mishnah is saying that in order for it to be full-fledged pigle, you have to have the machshava every step of the way. Says the Gemara, but how could you explain the Mishnah in that way? So the Mishnah says that what the Mishnah is saying is that the application that was done without any machshava is shloike tikna. It doesn't say, the Mishnah didn't say Nosan Kulam Ketiknan Chutz Mi Achs Mehen or Nosan Kulam Ketiknan V'Achs B'Shtika. That what happened was that Mechlal, the Tikna, Lachshirid also. Here we're learning in Rav Shmuel ben Yitzchak's explanation, he wanted to say Ketiknan means doing it the wrong way. But it's clear that that's not the way to explain the Mishnah. So, answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Amay, Shloi Ketikna. When the Mishnah said Shloi Ketikna, it means he had a Machshavas Chutz L'Mekaymai. And therefore, even though Chutz L'Mekaymai is a Machshavas Psul, it's not the same as Chutz L'Zmanai. Rav Ash Amar, he says, one was L'Shma and one was Shloi L'Shma. Mechlal, says the Gemara, that the Mishnah is speaking about a case that you did it with Machshavas Pigel, and then you had a Machshava of Shloim Kaimai, we had a Machshava Shloi Lishma, and the halacha is, as we've learned many times, Erev Machshavas, if you have a combination of Machshavas, the carbon is possible but not Pigel. Mechlal de Leich of Allah, so claim, it seems, where you did not do this with a Chutz Mekaimai Shloi Lishma, there would be Chayiv. But that's not true, because if you didn't have a Machshava Chutz Lizmano in that list, step, it wouldn't be pigel. Why? Because you have to have pigel according to them, but kol ha'matter by every step. Says the Gemara, you're right. But I did Tani Reisha Pigel V'Chayov El Akaris, that since the Mishnah wanted to begin by telling us the case, by Kabbanis that are done outside of the Beis HaMikdash, that one Machshava by the first application, Chutz L'Zmanu, will make a Pigel, and the fact that you'll have other Machshavas afterwards won't make a difference, because those applications are not Ma'akif. That's why Tananam Sefer for Apostle Vayim Be'Karis. But the truth is that we didn't have to talk about that. We didn't have to talk about that case. Because the truth is, even if it was done without any Machshava at the end, it wouldn't be Pigel, because they hold that you have to have Pigel throughout. So according to Rish Lakish, the way to understand the Gemara is that Ramei is coming to teach us Kol Oysa Das Rishayna Oysa. And the other Amoraim and Rav Shlokish wanted to prove his point for what it said in the Mishnah, and the Gemara is saying that it's not a compelling explanation.